From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing not to bend international pressure to end Israel's aerial assault on the Gaza Strip that so far has killed more than 100 Palestinians. Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
The Israeli Prime Minister said no international pressure will prevent Israel from hitting hard at Hamas. Netanyahu told President Obama and other world leaders that no country would accept repeated rocket attacks as Israelis are facing. And he praised Israeli civilians. Netanyahu said, "The resilience you are showing helps us conduct this operation responsibly." The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said civilian deaths in Gaza raise doubt about Israel complying with international law. Netanyahu asserted that militants hide among civilians and Hamas is responsible for their injuries. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
According to the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, President Obama's proposed $3.7 billion spending package, part of which would go toward implementing immigration reform, is too large. Congressman Hal Rogers saying there's some immediate needs to be met with the crisis of tens of thousands of unaccompanied children coming into the U.S., where at the same time the Kentucky lawmaker says there's not a need for the entire amount the president's seeking. Largest online retailers seeking permission to send unmanned aircraft into the skies. Amazon asking the Federal Aviation Administration for permission to test delivery by drone. John Ryan with member station KUOW reports.
The Seattle retailer has been testing drones indoors but needs federal approval to test them outside. Amazon introduced its drones in December. A company video shows an octocopter hoisting a package from a warehouse. It zooms over farm fields, then sets its payload on a customer's porch. Amazon says its remote-controlled drones can fly 50 miles an hour and carry a 5-pound package. Federal rules now under review don't allow the commercial use of drones. Amazon has hired lobbyists to try to change that. Last month, the FAA approved the first overland use of commercial drones. They'll fly over oil fields on Alaska's remote North Slope, where privacy and safety concerns are small. For NPR News, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.
Now, another downward growth revision from a key group of business economists, though heading into the second half of 2014, most remain upbeat about the economy rebounding from a slow first quarter. A survey by the National Association of Business Economists finds analysts on average expecting a 3% annual growth rate for the just completed second quarter. That's down from an initial 3.5% estimate. For the year as a whole, however, they are still predicting relatively anemic growth, just 1.6%. On Wall Street, stocks rose for the day, but the S&P 500 posted its biggest weekly percentage decline since April. The S&P 500 was up 2 points to end the session at 1967. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 28 points to close at 16,943. You're listening to NPR. In the West, firefighters are continuing to battle wildfires, with weekend forecast expected to offer little in terms of relief from the hot, dry weather that's helped fuel those blazes. Several hundred firefighters have been working to contain a fire that's now burned 28 square miles of grass and brush in central Washington state. Several structures have been damaged. The fire is said to be threatening several hundred homes. Residents of around 40 of the homes have been told to evacuate. In Southern California, a former member of the Bell City Council has been sentenced in the massive corruption scandal that drew national attention. NPR's Anna Jaffe reports George Mirabal is the first of five former city council members to be sentenced in the case.
Mirabal was sentenced to 1 year in county jail and 5 years probation. In addition, he'll have to perform 1,000 hours of community service and pay more than $240,000 in restitution. Mirabal and four other former members of the Bell City Council were convicted on charges of inflating their salaries by paying themselves to serve on commissions that almost never met. Bell is a poor working-class city of a little over 2 square miles. The mastermind of the corruption scheme, former city manager Robert Rizzo, pleaded no contest to 69 corruption charges. He was sentenced to 12 years in prison and ordered to pay almost $9 million in restitution. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
You notice tomorrow night the moon seems unusually large. That's because with the full moon, it will be relatively close to Earth and will look larger than normal. Something that astronomers and others refer to as a supermoon. Because the moon follows an elliptical orbit around the Earth, its distances from our planet varies. The moon may even look larger if it's closer to the horizon. The scientists say it's actually an optical illusion caused by its position in the sky. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.